back to Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The civil war in the Republican Party continues. Trump also announced yesterday that he will endorse all Republicans except for the ones that he felt betrayed him, and he singled out Ben Sasse of Nebraska and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Nebraska and Alaska. Trump is out to get Ben Sasse and Lisa Murkowski. Now let's dig down in that a little bit. Lisa Murkowski was the subject of a censure vote, the Republicans in Alaska, because she voted to convict. She voted to convict Donald Trump in the insurrection impeachment. Ben Sasse is a younger guy, and Ben Sasse was the subject of talk about a censure vote, but at the last count, I don't think they went through with it. And there's one thing that Ben Sasse did. Now, Ben's a Republican. I'm hoping we put up strong Democrats in Nebraska and in Alaska. But if we don't, I'm very much hoping that Ben Sasse and Lisa Murkowski win in any Republican primary. Ben Sasse took it head on. He said, this cult of worship of a single dude is sick. It's weird. The cult of worship of a single dude, one dude, is weird. It's sick. And he's right. It's sick and weird of Trump. Now, the one thing that may appeal out in Nebraska, I have cousins in Nebraska and their families. There are a lot of, there's on my mom's side, the Monahans out in Nebraska, in Omaha. I like going to Omaha. It's a great town, great state. And they're kind of independent out there. In fact, they're very independent out there. So Ben Sasse votes to convict Donald Trump, even if somebody likes Donald Trump. And Ben says, this cult of worship of a single dude is weird and this is sick. Well, that's pretty independent. I have a feeling that they're going to have a hard time bumping off Ben Sasse in the upcoming Republican primary because the Trump people are ginning somebody up. What I hope is that we have a strong Democrat, and we had a Democrat representing Nebraska in the Senate when Obama first took office, but he was a very conservative Democrat, didn't last, and now they're Republican. In Alaska, the Trump people have ginned up an opponent for Lisa Murkowski, and Lisa Murkowski is very much like Mitt Romney, a very moderate Republican. The only problem with Lisa Murkowski is she did not vote to convict Donald Trump in the Ukraine impeachment. She left Mitt Romney out there on a branch all by himself. But she did vote to convict Trump in the insurrection impeachment. And she does appear to have a conscience. And even when she violates it, she actually looks as if she feels bad about it. And most, Ted Cruz doesn't have a conscience. And if he did, he wouldn't look bad or feel anything about violating it. Lindsey Graham has no conscience. Hawley, Cotton, these people all strangled their consciences before they went into the Senate. So Lisa Murkowski, keep an eye on both of those races. Keep an eye on them. They have got to win their primaries that are being ginned up by Trump people. And regardless of that, let's take a very good look on whom the Democrats have recruited to run for the Senate in Nebraska and Alaska. We're going to shift focus a little bit to the Western Pacific. The Western Pacific, China has started to move its fleets outside of the South China Sea. And beyond, they have invaded the territorial waters of the Philippines. The Philippines. Now, the Philippines are our allies. When I was in the Navy, remember Subic Bay? There's probably a lot of people out there, a lot of sailors who may have put in for Liberty fuel or supplies at Subic Bay. We've had an up and down relationship with the Philippines. And presently now, Our military is somewhat barred from them, but we stand with them against China's incursion of their territorial waters. And to give you the background of this, it's kind of dangerous. China initially, and what they frequently do is instead of sending warships, destroyers, they'll send fishing ships, they'll send maritime vessels with no permission whatsoever and hover around a country. And the country protests. Well, let me tell you something. What got us off on all of this was Donald Trump. 2016, the Philippines went to the world court. The Philippines. And they said, China is invading our territorial waters. Ultimately, China's goal is to take over Taiwan, frankly, Australia, the Philippines, and extend a Chinese, in effect, empire throughout the Western Pacific. Now, that's not going to happen in your lifetime, my lifetime, but that's their ultimate objective. And you know what happened? The United States did not support the Philippines. Donald Trump said, no, we're not going to get involved in that. Donald Trump was sucking up to China. He pretends to be bad on China, tough on China, baloney. He's afraid of China. All he cares about is can he make some money out of China. So the Philippines is there by themselves, not supported by the United States. And what does Duterte do? Their president, he flies to Beijing and sucks up to Xi, sucks up to the Communist Party over there. What is he going to do? The two kahunas in the area, the United States and China, China's invading his territorial waters, and the United States stabs him in the back. The United States didn't stab him in the back on its own. Trump stabbed him in the back, claiming he was the United States. Every time that Trump said, make America great again, what he meant was make Trump wealthier again. And if that means make Russia great again, make China great again, make the commies great again, make people who would extinguish democracy great again, great, because Trump would like to extinguish democracy in the United States. So right now, there is this invasion fleet, it's being called, circling the Philippines. Now, are they going to land and kill anybody? No. But they just constantly dart in, dart out, dart in, dart out, dart in, dart out. Well, we're doing something like that to them. We are sending aircraft carriers and destroyers in the South China Sea near their fake islands. So here's the deal. In the ocean, believe it or not, there are very shallow areas. They're on charts. Some of them, think of it as the tip of a very top of an underwater mountain. So it may be very deep around it, but on the mountain, as it sticks up, it's very close to the surface. They go in and there's a way of pouring sand in and claiming it's an island. Then they claim 200 miles, the Chinese do, around that island. We do not tolerate that. We cannot accept the South China Sea being a Chinese pond. So what we do is, send our destroyers there quite regularly nearby, and they howl, they snort, and there's nothing they can do about it because their Navy is pathetic. We have 11 aircraft carriers and the attendant destroyers and anti-submarine warfare, and they have two. And they malfunction largely because they have a corrupt and crooked supply system. What it all depends on is the president's brother-in-law your supplier or not. Morale in the Chinese Navy is not good. They're never sure in the submarine force if they go underwater they'll ever come out. So far we're okay. But you have to be vigilant about these things. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.